This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy!
You're listening to the Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9. Ads, Ginny the Bish and Matt Workmaster. We're joined in the studio right now by Joy sponsor Infolio's Cameron Deal. Good morning.
Good morning, Hump Day Crew.
Hello. Now, what's happening in real estate? Can we still buy a house at the moment?
I want a house. Please help me.
I'd like to help you all buy a house if I could. But look, I guess I was thinking we could talk about this morning is that media reports over the last, particularly 6 months, but certainly over the last, 18 months even, have suggested that the real estate market is down in many areas. And I think we'll find most of our listeners that are actively out and about looking at the moment would probably disagree with some of those comments, because even our business out and about buying real estate each day finds it a little more difficult in this market, particularly if you're looking at property below 500,000. So I guess what we wanted to try and do today potentially would be to give some people some ideas on how they could be more successful and where they can source information to become more knowledgeable and be able to put themselves in a position where potentially they know a little bit more than what the actual real estate agent does that's selling the home.
Yeah, I've been doing that myself actually. I'm currently in the lookout for something below the 500 mark, I think. But
you haven't called me yet for what reason?
Well, I have. I was waiting for you to come in this morning.
Oh, it's really...
I'll be off air after this.
Now, Cameron, is my birthday Monday and Matt's going to buy me a house for my birthday? Another house, yes. What are some tips for Matt buying me a house?
Okay, I guess, look, I think that most people should consider looking at some websites. If they're not going to employ somebody to actually help them because they either can't afford it or are not interested in doing that, I think that some of the things that, some of the sites that some of the listeners could go to that are, in my opinion, probably the better sites to investigate, and they'll give you ideas on demographic of who lives in that particular suburb, incomes that people actually earn that live in those suburbs that you're looking in, and also property values and recent sales and comparable sales of other properties that you're actually looking for. So some of those websites that I'd recommend would be sites like Wikipedia. Google Earth and Google Maps is a terrific site because you get an opportunity to look at the street that you're actually looking in before you go, and you can see all the homes next to you and see if there's any properties that are either on either side of the property you're looking at that potentially aren't good properties and might have tenants or so that live in them and aren't looking
after
them.
You never think about that because they always show you just the house.
Yeah. You never see what's left or right of it.
Yeah.
And you can actually now with, I think, the Google Maps or Google Earth, you can actually see almost real-time houses. You can see who's outside, see the cars that are parked around.
See what they're having for breakfast.
Yes.
Correct. You can see, actually, with some properties, you'll get, they've taken the photos and things on rubbish bin days, which isn't actually that attractive.
No,
but look, certainly very good sites to look at if you're looking at the streetscape that you're looking at buying in. Mm. Other sites would be the REIV and the REIA sites, which are the Real Estate Institute sites, which will give you relevant information, up-to-date relevant information. If you're looking at what the monthly median value is, the REIV would put that out on a quarterly basis, but there are the BIS Shrapnel site will actually put that out on a monthly basis. So if you're wanting to be right up to speed with median prices, that's a good one to look at. Also, the Australian Bureau of Statistics sites is a terrific site. If you're actually looking for the property, other sites obviously would be the real estate selling sites, which would be Domain, realestate.com.au and Real Estate View. There are some terrific sites. They're probably the most popular sites.
I must admit, I jump on realestate.com.au for a bit of real estate porn. You look at nice suburbs at over a million?
Yeah, of course you do. You've got to see what's out there. I want to live there. That's probably similar to the house that Matt will probably buy you.
Probably.
For your birthday next week.
Over 2 mil, easy.
Thank you.
Well, that's on air. That's recorded.
Exactly.
Go on, Cameron.
Some of the other sites, again, RP Data, which is a terrific site. As I mentioned, that gives you ideas on income and values of properties in and around the locations you're looking at. And Australian Property Monitors would be another one that I could highly recommend to the listeners.
All right.
Now, what are a couple of tips to remain, I guess, competitive in either if you're going for an auction or a private sale?
Yeah, look, I guess that, as I mentioned, a lot of buyers are finding it a very competitive market at the moment, so they're not being given the opportunity. And a lot of, times when they've looked at a property that they've had some interest in, what we're finding is that there's multiple interest and multiple people putting down offers on those properties. So the first thing I think you should understand is how your offer will be handled. So if you find a property that you would like to buy, you need to find out exactly how that transaction will be handled, whether it's going to be a closed bid tender scenario or whether you're going to have to compete in an in-house auction or other associated methods that agents use. The other thing to do is obviously know your values when you're going in there. If you can know more information than what the real estate agent can or has, then you're putting yourself in a fairly good position.
Another one I wanted to ask you about as well is a lot of people put subject to finance as their condition when they put in an offer because they're borrowing the money or that type of thing. Could that be a hindrance?
Look, we find in the inner city that if you're looking at submitting an offer that is subject to finance, you're putting yourself in a very non-competitive position. So we would, I guess, suggest to you that you would try and eliminate that. And the best way of doing that is knowing your values so you can be confidently assured that when you put the property down, that when the bank comes down to have a look at it and value the property for you and obviously going to obtain your finance, that you're putting yourself in a good position.
I suppose it also helps if you know about the real estator and what their
absolutely
ideas are.
Look, I guess the best thing to do there is a lot of people think that the real estate agent might be working against you, and in most respects they're obviously there to represent the vendor, but befriending a real estate agent isn't going to do you any harm.
That's why we love you so much, Cameron.
Thank you.
Any final tips, Cameron?
Look, I think the other thing to consider when you're looking at doing it is that if a vendor is considering two offers at the same time, sometimes it's actually worth considering removing the three-day cooling-off period so that when there's two offers presented, a vendor can make a decision and look at one that might say that, okay, the cooling-off period is eliminated, therefore if I sign this contract today, we have a binding contract and you can put yourself in a much better position to purchase.
Cameron Deal, thank you very much for coming into
Thanks
the studio
for having
today.
Me.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.